各个网友们大家好，本期我们将听到两小段对话。Liz 的老师带领他们来到了哈佛，仰视着这座知识殿堂，触摸着校园里的树木，一切似乎真的不再如此遥远。这样的时刻，一个新的梦想在 Liz 的心底坚定起来，随后就是要为这个梦想采取具体措施了。其中最重要的一环就是解决学费的问题。 Liz 将希望放在了高额奖学金上。
So does it look like you thought it would?
Better. Unattainably better.
Liz, they're just people.
Not people like me.
Why not people like me? What made them so different? Because of where they were born? I was working as hard as I could so I didn't end up on food stamps or hustling. What if I worked even more? I was so close to the skin, now I can touch it.
It'd be a reach. It's not impossible.
Donna, are there any other scholarships?
That's quite a few.
Write 1,500 words on the importance of the free market in the free world and win $500. Yeah, I'd only need 70 of those every year.
There was something brand new in from the New York Times. Maybe I didn't put it in yet.
$12,000. Every year for 4 years.
What do you have to do?
Attach a brief essay describing what you believe to be the most significant academic achievement and how you have overcome any challenges or obstacles.Can I have a copy of this? I want to stand beside people on the sidewalk and not be so far beneath them. I want to go to Harvard and become very developed, read all the best books. And then I find myself thinking, what if I just go crazy and use every bit of my potential to do that? I have to do it.I have no choice.
David 老师带领学生们来到了哈佛，这个世界上最著名的大学之一。看着人来人往， Liz 的心也无法平静。老师问他，大学有没有他想象当中的好？ Liz 回答说， Better. Unattainably better. 比想象当中的好，而且是自己无法企及的好。 Unattainably, 无法达到的，难以达到的。那么对此老师的回答是， Liz, they are just people, 他们也是人。随后在 Liz 的内心独白里，我们看到了这个倔强的小女孩的心意。我拼命努力， So I didn't end up on food stamps or hustling.这样就不至于落得得靠 food stamps 粮票来混饭吃，那睡觉呢就在一个 hot sling 一张吊床上。可这样不够， What if I work even more? 如果我比现在更努力呢？那层我以为一直罩着我的壳就在手边，似乎马上就可以捅破了。按下决心的 Liz开始着手找奖学金，可是大部分都完全不足以让他完成学业。好在一直都和他很亲密的秘书想起来了，有一个 brand new scholarship。 brand new 常常放在一起使用，表示全新的、崭新的、最新的。 那么《纽约时报》提供的这份高额奖学金，要求申请者写出自己认为最了不起的学术成果，并描述自己是怎样 overcome any challenges or obstacles， 自己怎样战胜挑战和困难的。Obstacle， 障碍、妨碍。支撑 Liz 战胜困难的原因之一，就是来自自己想要改变现状的这样的强烈渴望。他希望自己能和其他人肩并肩地站在一起，而不是被踩在脚下。他要接受最好的教育，想要读最好的书。只有这样的愿望能刺激一个人 use every potential to do a thing， 挖掘自己所有的潜能去做一件事。 potential， 潜力、能力。电影《风雨哈佛路》是根据 Liz Murray 她的亲身经历拍摄的。 Liz 1980年呢出生于纽约市，父母都吸毒，15岁的时候 Liz 便无家可归，居无定所。在街头流浪的日子里，他用两年时间完成了高中的四年学业，以全优的成绩考入哈佛，并获得《纽约时报》的一等奖学金。Liz 还曾获得白宫计划榜样奖，以及美国脱口秀女王奥普拉·温弗瑞特别颁发的无所畏惧奖，更受到美国前总统克林顿的接见。如今呢 ，Liz 在全球各地发表演说，以激励人们跨越困境，去寻求心目当中的梦想，赋予人生意义，实现自我价值。好了，本期呢，我们就先听到这里。下期我们将停在 Liz 去哈佛的风雨路上的最后一站，也就是他争取奖学金时的感人对话。我们下期再见。